Hey, Rita, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm fantastic. People are okay. so excited to hear from you. You won't even believe it. You know, just for everyone out there, people love success stories. You know, they love success stories. Tell us about where you think your big break came.
I think my big break, when I felt like, okay, maybe I could actually really do this, is when I got signed, when I was signed by Jay-Z. And I was like, oh, wow. So my big moment that I remember when I was actually like, these people know my song, was at Wireless Festival. It was about 100,000 people and everyone knew R.I.P. and Hot Right Now and was singing along.
Well, working with Jay-Z, I know you obviously cameoed on the track with him and Mr. Hudson, and we obviously have the Drake in there. You said the excitement was building. I actually read an article yesterday about wanting to work with Gwen Stefani and Pink.
I met her for the first time at the VMAs, and she was so sweet. She was really lovely.
Yeah.
And I think growing up, she was just one of the coolest chicks. You know, when her first album came out and she had short hair, she just didn't care.
Yes.
And, you know, I met her at the VMAs and she was just really lovely.
What is the type of conversation you have? It's almost like a lot of us and a lot of people that speak to you for the first time, they don't really know what to say. I mean, what conversation do you have with, you know, when you meet Pink for the first time?
You just say, I guess what anyone would say. You're just like, wow, such a pleasure to meet you. I'm a big fan of yours. I can't believe you're standing in front of me.
Fair enough. I mean, we're holding thumbs for you. You might be just walking away with a couple of awards of your own now. 2 EMA nominations and 4 MOBOs. How does that make you feel?
I know. That's amazing, right?
Crazy.
I feel like I've never been nominated for anything.
Well, here we go. You can't say that again.
I didn't go to uni, so I don't have a degree. It's just, this is like my degree. Tweeted to my fans. I was like, guys, I've been nominated.
I actually see so. I see. So I'm actually following your Twitter feed right now, and and you're very interactive. How does social media play? How much of a big role does social media play in you and the interaction with your fans?
Yeah, do you know what? I feel like when I got signed, I didn't have a website. I didn't have my Facebook stuff. Literally, all I had. Everyone knew I got signed because it was Jay-Z. My only thing I had was Twitter.
Yeah.
And I think that's just maintained like that. I've just been, and fans have been able to follow my whole journey along the way on my Twitter with me. I feel like they've been a part of it with me.
The Rita Bot United, it seems to be like a worldwide, you know, like phenomenon.
Well, they just decided to call themselves that. I think they're just my fans, and they just wanted one name to show that they're a fan, and that's the fan, and that's the name that they thought of. So it's nice that they feel like they're doing something together as well, you know? And they've actually met each other in different cities and become friends through being fans. Crazy.
Very cool.
Yeah.
You have that sort of like cross international fan base, but via Twitter. It's like so 21st century. It's out there. It's crazy. It's nice.